This is Dr. Minhas. So I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Barbara Hume, B-A-R-B-A-R-A-H-U-M-E. Date of birth 6/22/1957. Date of appointment 6/17/2025. Requesting physician Jennifer Melling, J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R-M-E-H-L-I-N-G. NP, dear Jennifer Melling, I have the pleasure of seeing Barbara Hume today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 67-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who on 5/11/2025 had an episode. She could not remember what happened for 2 days. She was confused. She was not able to differentiate between phone and the remote. It took a while to understand. Husband was with her. Memory is fine. She has a history of trigeminal neuralgia on the right side. And she had a surgery for that. She's taking carbamazepine for that. After surgery for trigeminal neuralgia, she was okay for 5 years. Now it's coming back. She does not have any history of seizure, but she has a history of migraine. Past medical history. Past medical history. Arthritis. History of meningioma. Nicotine dependence. Depression. Obesity. Anxiety. Headache, trigeminal neuralgia, GERD, pulmonary nodule, COPD, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, past surgical history, total mastectomy, throat biopsy, spinal fusion, tympanoplasty, trigeminal neuralgia, brain surgery, bilateral tubal ligation, carpal tunnel release, bilateral knee arthroscopy, allergy, IPCAC, phenytoin, pregabalin, tramadol, varenidine, sulfamethoxazole, trimethoprim, cefalexin, medications, albuterol, alprazolam, aspirin 81 mg, atorvastatin 10 mg, carbamazepine 400 mg, extended release 2 times daily, cholecalciferol, famotidine, furosemide, gabapentin 400 mg, 3 times daily, hydrocodone, acetaminophen, levocetirizine, metformin, metoprolol, pantoprazole, potassium chloride, prochloroparazine, ropinirol, simethicone, topiramate, social history, smoke 2 packs of cigarette per day, does not drink alcohol, She's disabled. She's married, live with the husband, have two children. One passed away due to drug overdose. Family history, mother and father deceased. Both had cancer. Two sisters, one deceased due to MI, other has a gangrene. One brother passed away due to MI. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having headache, confusion, memory loss, joint stiffness, muscle pain, back pain. Physical examination. Blood pressure 180 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in return rhythm, abdomen, soft bowel sound, present neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, but edema of the lower extremities present. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, notice arthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination, strength 545. Deep tender reflex is 2 or 4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. She is walking with the help of the walker. Assessment and plan, 67-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number 1, transient global amnesia. Number 2, right-sided trigeminal neuralgia. Number 3, history of migraine. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to order the EEG and blood test, including B12, folate, ESH, hemoglobin, A1C, iron, total iron binding capacity, and vitamin D. Her transient global amnesia can be due to migraine, seizure, or TIA. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.